Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Alfreda Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each of you have decided to join this particular radio show. And I am so excited because I have some of my cousins from Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, of course. You just joined. Thank you so much. And then, of course, I have my regular listeners who have already tuned in. So you are not new listeners. You are my regulars. So thank you so much. Continue to text somebody that the Alfreda Love Show is on. And remember that you can join this particular show anytime that you would like. The guest call-in is 914-205-5462, 914-205-5462. That's the number. And so we're going to begin by, first of all, reading Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us. We were able to wake up this morning. You started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of your health and strength. We ask, will something be said or done upon this ministry to magnify who you are? We thank you for all of the listeners. We thank you for the newcomers. We thank you for those who will listen in the future. We realize and recognize that you are God, and besides you, there are none other. Bless us to be positive and help us to be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so how's everyone doing? I see some people in the chat saying, we're doing great. Excellent. I had a great day today. I rested today. And I see some other comments. Well, I'm happy that you had a great day and you rested and all of that good stuff. We're going to begin with our activity before we get into speaking about the books. We're going to get into our activity. And our activity is our needs and wants. And for those of you who are new, or those of you who are joining and have never participated in this particular activity, I want you to go ahead and get out a sheet of paper. Okay? And some of you are logged into my Los Angeles radio station, so I see that we have many newcomers there, so I'm looking at both radio stations, which is good. Okay, so go ahead, at the top, the title is Needs and Wants, and you're going to draw a line heading north and a line heading west. You're going to make a railroad track. It's like a cross. The cross that Jesus hung on. That's what you're going to make. The cross that Jesus hung on, okay? All right. And the first quadrant, which is on your left, for your needs, of course, I want you to put needs, okay? Right across the street, I want you to put your wants. Down the street from needs, I want you to put your goals. And across the street from goals, I want you to put the outcome. What do you want? Now, when we think about our needs, those are things that we need. It's kind of like water, okay? What is it that you need? What is it that you need to make it? What is it that you need to survive? Those particular things, okay? When we talk about our wants, these are things that you do not need but you desire. For instance, you want to take a vacation, or you want to become closer to your goals. Now, everyone, let me back this back. Everyone need God, okay? So God is not a want, so you can scratch that off your list. But asking or desiring, I want to get closer to God. You want to have a better relationship with God. You want to have a better relationship with someone. That's a want. But we need to know God, and in knowing God, we'll have a relationship with Him. I just want to clear that up. Then your goals. What are some of your goals? You know, we spoke about goals yesterday, and I spoke about books, and I spoke about leadership and things like that. What are some of your goals? And then what do you want the outcomes to be? Okay, so you said that you want to write a book and become an author. What do you want your outcome to be? Do you want people to become more knowledgeable about the subject? What do you want? And so we're going to put on some music for about 3 or 4 minutes, and I want you to think about these particular ideas and think about what you need and what you want. This is your time to reflect before I begin answering questions and promoting the book and promoting the upcoming projects, okay? All right. So I'm going to put on, this is by Mr. Dappy. I'm going to turn it up, and I want you to focus on what, let me turn it down because it's loud. So about 3 minutes, and I want you to reflect. Remember your needs, your wants, your goals, your outcomes. So as we listen to that song, make sure that with your needs, wants, your goals, and your outcomes, make sure that each day you're visiting those things, because each week we have this particular opportunity to go to God and let God know those desires of our heart. And it's very important that you don't become distracted. And we talked about distractions on yesterday. And so before we go any further, go ahead and put that particular paper in your portfolio. And I want you to think about that as you say your prayers tonight. Before you go to bed, think about those particular aspects. And once again, be sure to call somebody, text somebody, that the call-in is 914-205-5462. And I also have individuals from on my Los Angeles radio station as well. So there are people listening to both stations simultaneously or people listening to one station. So I'm on two stations at the same time. Okay. So we're going to get into our discussion about the book. And I'm going to speak from your questions. And I know that many of you are listening, and I have some journalists on here, and I've been asked to interview with some individuals about children books as well as leadership books, and I will get to those emails tonight, and I will be sure to email you back. I would love to interview, I would love to promote all of my books, and I would also love for you to be on my show as well, because I'm looking for individuals with a positive message with children books as well as with leadership books and any type of health and fitness, okay? So when we speak about our first book with Living with Faith, Love, and Hope, I'm going to answer your questions. This story, as I said before, encourages adoption. And it's a mother's struggle, it's her will, to build her foundation on her faith in order to keep her three girls. And she uses the community in a positive way in order to save her girls from being separated and going through the system. Now, within the context of the story, there will be hilarious scenes, and then there will be sad scenes, because the whole gist of this story is that you have faith, love, and hope, right? And you have to have those three things. And the girls, they did not want to be separated. And so the symbolic part of the story is that each family who came to adopt these girls, after reviewing their records, they looked and they said, Francis, we only want faith and love. And without hope, right, it didn't work out. And so they had to bring the girls back. So what is God telling us? God is telling us. He says, you know, yeah, faith, love, and hope. The greatest of these is love. We have to love. And so when they just took faith and hope and left love, then it was chaos. And so we have to have these elements. So it's encouraging the spiritual element, but it's also, when we speak about everyday life, okay, it's also about keeping those things in the forefront. You always need faith, love, and hope. And as I said before, as I venture out into our other book, Lead Like You Want to Be Led, I had to really do some reflecting, because when you look at the circumstance and you look at how the process was handled, which it wasn't handled correctly, you look at the leadership, how they abused their powers, you look at these political icons and these gospel singers who have utilized their influence in order to try to sabotage someone, then you have to have faith, love, and hope. You can't have faith, hate, and hope, you know. And so I really, at that particular time, many of you are asking, at that particular time, I had to really pray to God, because I lacked some aspects of love in that situation. How can you love the action that is going on when all of it's made up and people don't even know you? So how can you implement love? And so these two books go hand in hand, Faith, Love, and Hope. And that first book, really, when I was writing that book, it helped me to understand that faith, love, and hope should be the focus, right? Not faith, hate, and hope, right? And so when you look at those as a leader, and when I speak to people in the conferences, I say, you know, with the circumstances, I'm human. I say, I didn't love what they did, and I still don't. That's why I'm writing about it, so it won't happen to anyone else. I said, and I'm not very sympathetic when I put these words to paper. I said, because if you have leadership that is flawed, or leadership that are crooks, or who steal, or who embezzle money, or who doesn't follow the bylaws when your school board basically votes on something, that's basically what it is, because they're your bosses. You know, as the superintendent, the school board are your bosses. And when you don't have any accountability from that end, nor from agencies, right, then where is the accountability? And so the growth of the superintendent, there is none, right, because there is no accountability. And so when you look at this and you look at the story and all of these things, I really had to, my faith came into practice, just like in this book, Living with Faith, Love, and Hope, that came into practice. Because she had to have faith. I have faith in God that God is going to see me through. I have faith in God that God is going to continue to bless me, and he has. You know, nothing changed drastically when they were stealing from me, when they were not forthcoming about jobs, when they were calling people. God was still blessing me, and I'm not bragging. God was still blessing me to drive a Mercedes-Benz. God was still blessing me to be able to help people with money, and he's still doing that. And so with that, although there was robbing or stealing, I still had God still supply. God always supplied, just like with these books. You know, I'm just telling you, as a family, I spent just making sure that everything is right, at least seven something, right? And so budget for books, right, I had to look. I said, oh, so now I have to go refill, replenish what I've spent. But that was something that I needed to do because I have to get the message out there. You know, so we're working on editing, formatting, making sure it's perfect before it hits the shelves. And this leadership book is still in the process. And so I have to rebuild my budget for books. And I have to, you know, do some things. And so with that being said, you know, these books are really, writing has really helped me. You know, just the meditation and believing in God and my faith. And so, as I said before, this first book, Living with Faith, Love, and Hope, it's about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. You know, at first, those years, I had no idea that the superintendent and her team was plotting this against my career. I had no idea. And I found out through superintendents who I was applying with, you know, so I had no idea. And so I still, in that moment, had faith in God. God blessed me where I could be a consultant, work my own schedule, work with teachers from all over Texas. I was about to say the United States, but that's not true. Well, actually, yeah, because I was a professor online as well. And still, I still do some professorship. But with this particular element, I had to learn faith, love, and hope. I knew what it was, but I had to apply it to my life in that situation because it was void. Anytime, like I said, when you have those type of people, especially when they're in high places, leadership, you know, writing letters and things like that, then we don't lose our faith in God, but we lose our love. And when you lose love, you lose a lot, right? You can't hate people because God wants to send a blessing through you. You know, I still catch myself sometimes when I'm writing this and I'm thinking, you know, it's not a happy thought, okay? So when I look at this book reminds me that you need faith, love, and hope. What is hope? Right? Hope is the substance of things. It says the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I hope that when you receive this book in all different languages, it's in Spanish, it's in English, it's in African, I'm going to put it in Latin, I want you to grab a copy of this book, and I want you to read it, and I want you to understand that if you lack any of these, you're missing a part of your life. And you'll see that in the story. It's very symbolic with these girls, that if a family only adopts faith and hope and is void without love, then there's going to be chaos. Or if a family only adopts faith and love, then when things happen such as what happened in that with this person who's appointed, then there's not going to be any positive outcome. And so with this book, it uses symbolism. With the leadership book, you know, you ask me as a lead how you want to be led, and especially doing to others how you want to be done. I'm sure that if you went down the line and asked those people who are saying, we're her cousins and they're not, or asked the appointed person who is over the school, or asked the assistant, her assistant, or asked the lawyer, or asked the school board, would you want to be done like this, would you want your child to be done like this, or asked her cousin, then they would say no. Or asked the politicians or the supposedly civil rights people, they would say no. And so in that, I'm gonna be real honest with you. You know, I wasn't happy and jumping up for joy that this has happened. You know, I wanted to write about it, and I wanted to express my view because I never did get to, and plus it never was communicated to me, and this is about my career. But when you have people on their cell phones who are cowardly using their cell phones in order to because they're money hungry, God is their money, or because for whatever reason, then you think about it, you say, okay, do they have faith, do they have love and hope? And they don't have, they're void of that. I don't care if the civil rights leader says she was a preacher. I don't care if she says her dad was this and that. We're not talking about your dad. We're speaking about you and your actions. And so with that, even Ernest, the singer, right? First of all, you don't even know the person. That's just one thing. So how can you have faith, love, and hope, and you don't even know how to treat people? And you're taking people's money when they come to your concerts. And you have no idea who they are. They're just paying because they, and notice I said they, like your music. So when you look at it, it's a double turn. It's a double fold when you look at it. And so we have to have those particular elements in place. All of those elements are essential to living a prosperous life. And no one, people ask me about this. No one can block God. When God gets ready to bless you, he's going to bless you. As I said before, when they was doing all this, when it was unbeknown to me, I was still prosperous. I was still driving my Mercedes. I was still going where I need to go. Now, after COVID hit, I stopped. I stopped. But they can't stop anything that God has, because when God wants to do something, he does it. Because if they were able to, as I said before on my other broadcast, they could stop death. They could stop, you know, any type of bad thing. They're not God. And so when people worship money, or when people think they're a God and they have control over people, that's deception. That's the devil. And one of the things that God revealed and that I've been, you know, taught as I was speaking to people is step away from evil. That's a book that I have, Step Away From Evil. They're evil doers. They're evil seekers. I don't care how much they go to church. I don't care how many quotes they put on there. My father this, my father that. I don't care how many gospel songs they sing. That's of the devil. That's demonic spirits. Now, a lot of people, you know, because God said that we'll always have the poor among us, and he's talking about poor in spirit. He's talking about poor in thoughts. He's talking about poor, and he could be talking about poor in finances as well. They will always be among us, right? And so with that, they have taken advantage of that, and they have utilized that for their evil deceptions, right? And that will be in the book. But once again, I had to remind myself, you know, when I utilize the language in the book, it has to be professional, because I am professional. And, you know, but when I'm writing on paper, I write how I feel. But it's not about how I feel, and it's not emotional. It's not an emotional book. It's a factual book. I said I have to have faith, love, and hope. It doesn't mean that I have to keep company. It doesn't mean that I have to suck. It doesn't mean that I have to do all that. But God says you still have to have faith, love, and hope. I don't care how much older they are. You know, they're not Titus 2 women, or they're not Titus men, but faith, love, and hope, he says, I expect you to have that. He said, because I'm going to abundantly bless you, right? And so, you know, God has always, you know, the crops have always been full of harvest. And God says you would never lack. You know, although you have all these things, right, but God still provides. Kind of like God taking those fish and feeding the multitude. Why in the world did he do that? Well, he's God. So when we look at that, this living with faith, love, and hope, you'll see that these girls who were going to be adopted, you know, if they couldn't take all three of them, it didn't go right. Because you have to have faith, love, and hope. So in your life, you have to have faith, love, and hope. Even when you know that people are deceptive, even when you know that people are stealing from you or are trying to sabotage you, you still have to have that faith, love, and hope. Do you have to keep company? No, you don't. Okay? Leadership, lead how you want to be led, right? Even if you are in an organization, a business, you have to treat others like you want to be treated. You know, would she want somebody to do her career like that? Would she want somebody's sister or sibling, right, to sabotage her, to try to destroy what she's built? And she would say no, right? And so you have to lead like you want to be led. You have to do people like that. And so that's the key. That's the golden key. That's the golden rule to that particular aspect. And someone asked, let's see here. Okay, yes, so that particular book will also be in Spanish and different languages. And the reason why is because there's so many people who have emailed me. And those particular individuals, they're not from, some of them aren't from the United States. And so part of good practice is just making sure that you have things in different languages, you know. And so that's one of my, that's another goal that I actually put into place. You know, that's just the goal. And so we're going to do that, and that's how it'll work. But, so that's what we're going to do. And let's see what else. As far as, okay. So I get this question all the time. No. So the people who you say are saying that you're my cousin, no, they're just trying to make money. They're using my name to make money. I'm not kin to those people. They haven't played any type of role in my success. No, they're not related. And it's not because they're stealing or because it's not even that, because I don't have any emotions for that. You know, remember I said we take out our emotions. I don't. That was one of the goals, that you don't put your emotions in it, because your emotion, the emotion that should be in that situation is anger, but it's not. It's not. And the reason why it's not, first of all, because I'm a Christian. You know, I was baptized at the age of 6. And plus, just speaking to my mom and things, I have to keep, there's a standard that I have to maintain for God, but also for my mother as well, you know. And so that's not how we were brought up. We weren't brought up to steal and be all, I don't want to say the word, but ghetto and all that stuff. We wasn't. And so, you know, I'm a professional. And so the emotional part is gone. That's void, you know. I don't have any emotions for that. So my take is that there's no type of loss. They're not related, you know, and that's it. They're not, and I don't want to see them. You know what I'm saying? So they're not related to me. But you have to, you know, you have to do that. And I come back to the question, you know, I have some excellent, I've been blessed at Baylor and all the universities that I've attended and graduated from, and currently now some excellent professors. These people have been either superintendents, principals, just, they're just good people. And, you know, my question is still, what do you do? This is going to be the question that I'm going to pose when I go speak, so that I can capture the interest. What do you do when it's the superintendent's sister who's trying to sabotage you and she's formed a conspiracy? And then when they listen to all of the people who are in the conspiracy, you know, no pun intended, your civil rights, but you're writing about my civil rights. That doesn't make any sense. So that's going to be my hook. What do you do? Because there is no, I don't think, and I've researched this, and I'm going to go to the library. You know, I spend a lot of time in the library, you know, just reviewing dissertations, seeing what's out there, what people are writing about. You know, my biggest thing is teacher retention. I love to keep our teachers. And so that was what my research was on, and that's what I'm writing articles on. That's what I present on. But when we look at it, what if the superintendent's sister is stalking and harassing and calling employers? What do you do? You know, obviously as a professional, you know, there are certain things that if you put your emotions in it that you could do and that you shouldn't. But if you are professional and if you are smart and if you think, then you can utilize your writing skills and get the word out there. And so that's what we're trying to get people to. That's why I have this ministry. And, wow, we have over 200 people on the L.A. radio station. How are y'all doing, L.A., Los Angeles? What do you do? Because in your classes, if you listen to your professors or if you've been in classes, they always tell you you have to put each and every person down there. What if it's the superintendent's sister? Would you put that person down there and you know they're not going to be honest, but they write something different on a piece of paper and that the piece of paper is your correct skills and what you really do? What would you do? You know, and most people would say, I would go off. And they would say some other things. I say, but that's not how we handle it. Right? Although the system is messed up too. Right? The system's messed up. And people get upset because the system's messed up. Well, you have to write about the system to overcome the system. You have skills. That's why I said the mind is a terrible thing to waste. God has blessed me. I'm smart. I say that humbly because I don't put myself down. That's part of having grit and being a strong woman and not falling to pieces because of people like them. Because I'm telling you, most of those people in that group, that conspiracy, they will fall to pieces. That's why they need all those people, because you can't stand on your own two feet. You know, you have I was doing my research. One of the people in the conspiracy, you know, they tried to take the easy way out of life, but then they've recovered. But yet they're trying to sabotage someone else. You know, that's just from researching. So you have to be in this type of world. You have to be strong as far as in your faith, and you have to know who you are, and you have to be okay with being with you, with yourself, because all of those people, we have a lot of followers, and we don't have a lot of leaders, you know, but everybody want to claim I'm her so-and-so. You're not. You're just trying to get money when you really need to be working, and that's why the unemployment rate is so high, because people like that who enable people to steal and to rob and to take from other people. Whatever people do, that's their prerogative. They're grown. You understand? And so that's the part that we get to where you have to have faith, love, and hope. Faith, love, and hope. And as I said before, I'm a very genuine person. I don't pretend. If I was one of those people in that group, nowhere in the world I would even deal with the person. Speak to the person, talk to the person, wouldn't even be around the person, because I can't fake. I don't know how to fake. Either I like you or I don't, period. I don't fake, you know, smile on your face, then I'm trying to sabotage your career. No. You know, I went to the school board meeting, and conveniently the assistant who is over the person wasn't there. And then when you speak to the superintendent, they're looking at you like they have no clue, and it's her sister, and she speaks to her every day, and she knows exactly what's going on. So there's a disconnect there, right? It's just like talking to a wall. And then you have a lawyer who is no better that's writing letters. That doesn't make sense. And then you have someone, I'm civil rights, and the most prominent person probably in the world that a group of people look up to. I don't, but a group of people look up to, and you're writing a letter, and you don't even know the person. So stuff like that does not make sense to me, right? It may make sense to you, but it doesn't make any sense to me. A singer from Houston, what? And then you look them up, and they need a mirror. So who are you to judge? That's my question. Who are you to judge? And so when you look at all these particular aspects, none of them can judge anyone, right? And then the people, I'm her cousin, and then I'm looking at their lives, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding, you know. So before we do that, and that includes me, we need to put a mirror in front of us. make sure that we're worthy enough, and none of us are. That's the other thing that's strange, you know. We worry about everybody else's life, you know, and some of the people that's in there, you need to worry about your kids. You need to worry about your spouse. You need to worry about getting a job. You need to worry about yourself. You need to worry about your addiction. You need to worry about drinking. You need to worry about smoking. You need to worry about your health. But you're too busy worrying about something else because you want to steal and you want money. And so when we get out of that mindset, that understanding, then we're able to have that faith, love, and hope. And so that's what the book is all about. That's what the book is about. And as I said before, I'm working on completing Living with Faith, Love, and Hope, getting that together, my designs and all that good stuff. And so the next big project will be the parental guidebook that I wrote a couple of years ago that has to do with how to communicate within the school setting. And it deals with just basically information just to help, you know, help out to make things smoother and process. When I was a teacher, actually, well, I was a coach and a teacher, and I had wrote it and I gave it to a parent, and she said, you know, this really helped me. She said, I was able to understand. I was able to seek help for my child. I was able to do this and that. And I said, good, because that's what we want, you know. And so I'm working on that book as well. But these are the two books. It will be in many different languages, because as I was checking my email and I was looking at the people who wanted to interview me for the children's book and all of that, then I realized, I said, some of these people are not even in America. So with that particular aspect, you know, we have to have different versions. So that's how that was, just different versions of what we had. But let's see what else questions you have. Oh, okay, so yes, if you go to YouTube and you type in Alfreda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, yeah, if you do that, type in Alfreda Love, go to the one that says 769 videos, you'll hear that video come up first, and then you'll see the other videos if that's what you're looking for, okay? Okay, and so, yeah, that's basically it as far as what we were going to speak about. And so be sure to be on the lookout for that book. Also, be sure to look at it on the big screen as well. And, yeah, that's just basically the gist. And tomorrow we'll speak about just the system, the court system, and how or why this process didn't go. And it's, you know, I can give you a brief synopsis. It's because of the letter that the lawyer wrote. And so when we look at it, there's no one, I had made up my mind, there's no one who could tell my story better than I can. I didn't need a lawyer. I'm my own lawyer. And so, she wrote a letter. So that's that part. But I can explain to you some other things, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. But be sure to come back on tomorrow, as tomorrow is, give me just a second, Tuesday. I was about to say tomorrow is Wednesday. And so Tuesday we usually have gospel songs, you know, favorite gospel songs. We have those. And that's what we have on Tuesday. So make sure Tuesday so that you can enjoy that, okay? I want to appreciate each and every one of you. I am actually looking at all of your comments. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, okay, so the family reunion, let's talk about that real quick. Okay, so I gave you some information. Give me just a second. I gave you some information. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back. Give me just a second, because you guys just reminded me. Give me just a second. I'm going to read. I'm getting excited here. I'm going to read what we put on here. Just a second. Okay, the annoying part about putting my phone in my computer is that it makes this noise, but that's okay. We're a family, so it doesn't matter. Okay. Let's see here. I received this spreadsheet from Abby. Just a second. Okay. All right, I'm just going to read it. It's out of order, but I'm going to read it anyways. Give me just a second. And then I have two pages of it. Spiced pineapple upside down cake, chicken and rice casserole, blueberry gelatin salad, mama's Italian beef sandwiches, mini sausage, farm apple pan pie, barbecue chicken. But this barbecue chicken will be on a grill, and our cousin, Bobby Morgan, will make that. Let's see what else. Cranberry gelatin, layered salad, pecan butter sheet cake, spinach beef macaroni. Now, mind you, this is for a week because someone texted me, is this for a day? No, this is for a week. We're going to have the seasoned turkey sandwiches. Now, the turkey sandwiches are going to be for our movie night. So the movie night is not going to be until that. Okay, the reunion starts that Monday. The movie night is not going to be until that Saturday. So the seasoned turkey sandwiches, that'll be part of it. We'll have the ham balls, the meatballs. We'll have the German potato salad. There's the cottage potatoes. The cottage potatoes will be like that Tuesday. We'll have the layered picnic loaves. This particular recipe goes with there is the turkey, ham, cheese, tomatoes. We have grandma's dill pickles. Oh my gosh. We're going to have the oatmeal cream pies. The homemade ones, not the ones bought in the store. The homemade oatmeal cream pies. We're going to have the glazed ham. And this is for, remember, this is for the week. Let's see. We're going to have Auntie's Lemonade. It's good. We're going to have the classic chocolate cake. Betty's going to make that. I ain't Betty. Then we're going to have buttermilk or the butter, what did she say? The peanut butter cookies. That's what she put on the spreadsheet. The shrimp appetizer, several layers of gelatin. That's what I'm bringing. Bacon wrapped shrimp. That'll be on that Saturday too, because it's just gonna be on the Saturday. Let's see. I think I need to go to the next page. Ooh, grandma's carrot cake. All right, let me go to the next page because. Okay, who's bringing that good tea? So put your name on there so I can see it so tomorrow I can announce it. Yeah, so this is for, like I said, this is for okay, so this is for the week, you know? Let's see. Because somebody, like I said, one of you, somebody emailed, is this, or text me, are you kidding? They was like, is this for one day? No. This cannot be for one day. We're having the chicken spaghetti casserole. Somebody's frying some ribs. Now, mind you that I'm not eating all this. So, okay. Chicken spaghetti. I am going to get some of that. Crispy fried chicken. I think we said that yesterday. This might be from yesterday. Chocolate ice cream cake. Now, the chocolate ice cream cake, going to happen is it's going to be, you can select, I'm just reading the note, you can select if you want white ice cream or chocolate, and they're going to make a chocolate or vanilla ice cream cake. Okay. Beef ribs with pickles. Let me see if I have another list. I don't see another list. Okay. So that's now. And then some activities that we're going to do. Let me see if somebody added activities. You might have didn't add them. I don't know. I'm going to see if somebody added them. Just a second. On the spreadsheet. I'm going to my email and my email's being slow. Of course, kickball. Let me see what we put. I don't know why my computer's being slow. But okay, so while we wait on that, so if you have any more suggestions or you want to bring something, okay, I'm going to bring the construction paper, the stickers, the stamp, the glue, and all that. We're going to have volleyball. We're going to have baseball, soccer. Of course, we're going to have a little semi-run. We're going to have a water balloon toss. I think I said that. I said a show. Scavenger hunt. We're going to have that. And I think that's all we added. We didn't add anything else right now, but I'm pretty sure that I saw some of our other family members looking on the page. The newsletter I already sent out. And the newsletter has all of the accomplishments we had. So the semester is over, which we're so happy. And speaking of that, I need to check on something. So the semester's over, and everyone did well, so that's good. And so I want you to continue to be encouraged, continue to have a great week, get some rest, go to the gym, check out some books. Remember, my books are coming out. Continue to pray to God and just be great. So remember to come back on tomorrow. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Arpita. Love. Goodbye, everybody.